And bankers finally are beginning to realize that they have a real responsibility to the community.
That's Bob Steiner, Robert W. Steiner, President and Chief Executive Officer of First Enterprise. And when it comes to banking, he knows whereof he speaks. He's been in it for 18 years.
And bankers finally are beginning to realize that they have a real responsibility to the community. Because even in the top professions, such as medicine or law, I think it's safe to say that we all look at a lawyer when he hangs up his shingle as a shyster until he saves our life on a murder rap, or a doctor as a quack until he saves our child from some terrible disease. But banks aren't like that. Once you get that license, you are immediately accepted until you do something that breaches that acceptance. And that's a terrible responsibility. And those of us in the field forget about that an awful lot of times. We pass off information and we give people a lot of half-truths and we give people just a lot of opinions without really realizing how the people view us.
Some thoughts about banks and bankers from two of the same. And I'm Mike Powell.
8 minutes after 7 o'clock, and while we pass the Kleenex to Mike Powell, listen to this.
15 Oldsmobile dealers here in the Bay Area have started a quiet revolution. Instead of handing you a lot of car salesman mumbo-jumbo, they keep quiet and let you decide. Listen to salesman Art Parati, Scripture Oldsmobile, San Rafael.
Well, the Delta 88G ride tends to give you a better ride. It's a little firmer ride than a Chrysler Mercury will give you. We're very competitive. You have to be in today's market. After all, if you're not competitive, why, you're lost.
John Simpson, salesman at Countryman Oldsmobile Cadillac, Los Gatos.
I know customers will find our service excellent and our service managers courteous and efficient. Our mechanics well-trained. The service will be as good as our deals.
Put one of the 15 Bay Area quiet men of Olds to the quiet test. They speak softly and say a great deal.
See any one of the 15 Bay Area quiet men of Olds for a free demonstration ride. Do it today. Sports reports next. Doing the talking this morning for the vacationing Jeff Skove is Gary Whitman.
The Giants return to the home court today after losing in San Diego last night 2-1 on a sixth-inning home run by Nate Colbert. The Giants not losing any ground in the standings, though, since the Dodgers cooperated by dropping one to the Cubs 10-5. The St. Louis Cardinals, who feature two of the league's top three hitters in Joe Torre and Lou Brock, open a three-game stay at Candlestick this afternoon. 1 o'clock's the game time, 12:40 here on KSFO. The A's do some traveling today after ending a homestand by getting pounded by the Twins 10-4. Catfish Hunter failing to get his 12th win as Minnesota knocked him out with a five-run second inning. Meanwhile, that race in the National League East continues to get tightened up, with the Mets moving within two games of the leading Pirates by beating them last night 4-0. Nolan Ryan and Danny Frazella combined for the shutout. And Mets-O-Mania is alive again at Shea Stadium, where just over 50,000 showed up for last night's game. Chet?
Weather for the Bay Area, fair through tomorrow, except for the usual low coastal clouds, drifting inland night and mornings. Highs today to the 70s. The extended forecast calls for more of the same through the weekend. Up in the Sierra, it's going to be fair and slightly warmer through tomorrow. And that's just about all I can tell you for right now. Chet Castleman reporting. KSFO News, remember, is nearly all you need to remember. Now, sparkling on your mind, Jim Lang.
Chunka, 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 chunka. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Oh, ha.
Oh, black magic has me in its spell. Oh, black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
Same old tingle that I feel inside.
And then that elevator starts its ride.
Down and down I go.
Round and around I go.
Like a leaf caught in a tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame of desire.
That only your kiss.
Put out the fire. You're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine.
Baby, down and down I go. Round and round I go. In a spin. The
from the spin I'm in on the old black magic called love.
Oh, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in under the old black magic called love.
In a spin, loving the spin I'm in under the old black magic called love.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm a
flame. Flame, fire, burn it
inside. Let only your kiss
put out the fire. You're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that sweetheart be created for. And every time your lips meet mine,
baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
Ah, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
Under the old
black magic called love. Under the old black magic called love. That's one of the greatest lounge acts that ever was. Louie and Keeley and Sam Butera and the Witnesses and that old black magic. 14 past 7. Our Hollywood report coming up.
There's a big beer brotherhood of hams. You're on to something good with hams. The more you like your beer, the more you'll like it here. Here in the big beer drinking brotherhood of hams.
There's always room for another hams. Because Hams Tap and Regular is brewed for natural drinkability. Brewed with only pure, natural ingredients. Nothing artificial. A beer is a beer. Until you've tasted Hams. After Hams.
You've got a right to grin. Because you've entered in. The Big Beer Brotherhood. The Big Beer Drinking Brotherhood. The Big Beer Drinking Brotherhood.
Hams Brewing Company, San Francisco. And now with the Hollywood Report, here's Lance Puce.
Hi, everybody, and welcome from Hollywood. Here's the very latest. Singer-actress Barbara Streisand and her husband, actor Elliot Gould, yesterday filed a joint divorce petition. Oh, Barbara's divorcing Elliot. Our source, Bob Texera, tells us that Jack Jones, too, is getting a divorce. Oh, they're breaking up that old gag of bond. And who was it that said in Hollywood, ah, I always drive with the emergency brake on. Then when an emergency happens, I'm ready. Ha, ha, ha. That's the news from Hollywood. This is Lance Puce reporting.
Hi, this is Leon Janney. I want to talk directly to all you customers of Beneficial Finance. Those of you who are doing business with Beneficial right now. It's about your new Beneficial identification card. The one that was sent to you by the manager of the Beneficial office where you have your account. He wants me to remind you about a couple of things. First, when you're away on vacation, don't forget, you can use your identification card to apply for extra cash at over 1,700 Beneficial offices coast to coast. And second, when your loan is approved, with Beneficial's 30-day free loan privilege, there's no charge at all for the first 30 days. So, for your Beneficial manager, let me wish you a happy vacation. And be sure to take along your Beneficial identification card.
That's Beneficial. You're good for more. It's great to know. You're good for more.
Gotcha. 17 past 7. 17 past 7. Hawkeye's up checking traffic. Seems all right right now. We'll check him a little later. Right now, let's check the ground transportation. The old mare, all reliable, take me home. Matthew, Southern Comfort.
All of my life, blanket of blue. Now all that I own is the shirt on my back and the blanket and the saddle on you. So the sheriff, he let me go. And then the townspeople caught me and they run me out of town on the rail.
It's 20 minutes past 7 o'clock. 20 past 7 and a Thursday morning, the first day of July. Wowee. Some people already tending to take their long weekend on Thursday, which gives them Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and almost a week's vacation, which is nice if you can work it out that way. We'll be here all those days, though, at KSFO, not only me, but all the other guys, and Lon and Bill out at the ballpark to bring you all of the weekend entertainment that we hope provides a nice background for your holiday. And speaking of holidays, Sears has a big holiday weekend paint sale on right now. This week you can buy Sears exterior, interior, latex paint at a price you won't believe. This week you can buy 2 gallons of Sears Special Low Price paint for only $5. That's right. Sears interior and exterior latex paint in whiter colors at an unheard of low price. The price, 2 gallons for only $5. So grab up enough paint to paint your entire house inside and outside this long holiday weekend. Or do it on your vacation or whenever, but get the paint now and charge it on Sears Revolving Charge. The sale ends Sunday at 5 at your nearby Bay Area Sears store. Old Hawkeye is up checking that pre-holiday weekend traffic. Hawkeye, where are you, buddy?
Well, I just dropped down under the fog gym down here by Bay Meadows Racetrack. Track's half in the sunshine, half in the shadows of the fog. San Francisco Airport is clear, but the peninsula is a little bit on the gray side right now. Traffic is heavy on the peninsula. San Francisco bound from about 19th Avenue in San Mateo past Coyote Point up until about the Broadway Burlingame off ramp.
Right.
Loosens up very nicely and gets heavy again there at the Alameda Interchange. But at the moment, we have no accidents or stalls reported, so all of our dreamy-eyed friends who are waiting for the three-day weekend are in pretty good shape right now.
We have a little more fog than we've had the last couple of days,
I guess. We've got quite a bit, and it's having some fringe benefits for folks out in my area. There's a very cold cool breeze blowing out there this morning, although the skies are clear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming right off the top of this lovely air conditioning fog we have.
It has been a little warm in your area, I gather.
A little bit warm.
All right. It's going to be a nice day later, I would guess.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Temperature up above about 2,000 feet, 75 degrees, and that's our indicator, and that means it's going to be very warm and very nice.
Okay, Hawk. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Hawkeye Bogus up there in the sky. It's 23 minutes past
Hello,
7.
This is Dick Van Dyke with the Kodak Sync.
Hello, Dick.
Hit it, fellas.
Hit it.
Let's work on that. That hurt. While they're practicing, I can use the time to remind you of something else that's a little painful, like having a birthday party for one of your kids and not taking movies of it. Keep working. Now, here's the way to be ready for those special occasions. Get a Kodak Instamatic movie camera. They're so easy to use, you just drop in the film and shoot. And you get really beautiful color movies of your family, even if you've never taken movies before. There are several Kodak Instamatic movie cameras to choose from, starting at less than $35. Just remember the name Kodak, because, fellas,
Kodak makes your pictures come.
You did it. Get a Kodak Instamatic movie camera and show the Kodak singers how proud you are of them.
Thank you, Dick. It's 25 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Jimmy!
What do you want, Auntie Grace?
Are you going to play the Rubber Ducky song?
I have a feeling you've got a plot going, Auntie Grace.
Why do you say that, Jimmy?
Because we've just gotten three calls and people want to hear the Rubber Ducky song. And if anything like that happens, the coincidence is just too much. I can't believe that three people within 10 minutes would want to hear the Rubber Ducky song.
Oh, you found me out, you son of a gun. I'll tell you what, though, Jimmy, if you let me introduce it, I'd just love it.
All right, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's my favorite little song. It's called the Rubber Ducky. Oh, I just love it. It turns me on.
Oh, Rubber Ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o, Rubber Ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber Ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Oh, every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby.
Oh, I love that.
You're
just
so fine. And I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Hey, Rubber Ducky, would you like me to scrub your back with my nifty little scrub brush? You would? Okay, how's this? Hey, you want me to scrub behind your ears? Oh, I see. You don't have any ears, do you? Well, how about your tummy? Scrub his little ducky tummy. Ooh, he's ticklish.
Ah, that turns me on.
Oh, every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine. And I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'd like a whole pond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Jimmy, I thank you so much. I'm going to go in the back room now and meditate. Bye, bye.
Bye, Auntie Grace. Strange people in this world, and they all call this station. There's a stall on the James Lake, southbound, at the Cow Palace off-ramp. Watch it. That's southbound. We'll be going away from the city. Nothing too serious, but will cause some problems. What's the matter with you today, Texera? You're in some kind of mood I've never seen you in before. You just did them. Did you go out last night? Aha! Chemicals. You induced chemicals into your body, didn't you? Huh? Yes, sir. Well, those things, those alcoholic beverages will do that to you. Shoot you down the next day, Bob. Sir, what you need is a little pick-me-up this morning. Like the kid the other morning, the 11-year-old. Little shot in the beard.
Lysol spray invites you to sleep in a fresher bed tonight. When you make your bed, spray it lightly. And your bedding will smell fresh and clean, even in muggy weather. Lysol spray freshens like nothing else. It takes foot odors out of shoes, musty odors out of beach bags, smoking odors out of drapes. Get away from odors with Lysol brand spray disinfectant.
Your summer's more comfortable with Lysol spray.
Okay, let's have a cup of coffee, Bob.
Do you remember the guy you went out with just before you met Jim?
Dennis. The one who gave me the minnow net for my birthday?
Right. Crazy Dennis. Didn't he propose to you?
On our fifth and last fishing trip. He said I was the only girl he'd ever met who knew how to row.
Oh, hey. I'm going to make us some coffee.
Oh, look, I'm not going to stay, Bev. You have...
When people are enjoying each other's company, it's a natural time to enjoy coffee. These are the moments MJB is made for. We know how much a good, rich cup of hot coffee adds to these little get-togethers. So we make sure that MJB always tastes as good as you remember it. Full-flavored, but without any bitter, acidy taste. MJB, the coffee that never disappoints.
Give me coffee and you'll never get rid of me.
Look, as long as you're here, I have an excuse for not working.
MJB, there's a lot of care in every cup.
Here's one for people who have come from small towns. Anybody who's ever lived in a small town and gone to the fireman's ball or whatever they have, the one big dance of the year, this is how the band sounds at every one of them. The moms and dads and the Ranger Waltz. Everybody dance. Ladies' choice. Here we go. Moms and dads, if you like that, send cards and letters and we'll play it again. If you don't like it, forget it. We don't want to hear from you. That hurts me deeply. This is KSFO San Francisco with the Morning Gang and Jim Lang. Oh, that rhymes. I just made that up. The Morning Gang and Jim Lang. And it's time for the showbiz news with Chet and Bob and Warren. And first off, let's turn things over to Chet Castleman. This, by the way, brought to you by San Francisco Federal Savings and Loan. I hear the ticker's going.
Oh, they're going.
I think Chet's ready.
And they're really going this morning, Jim. Right. Lots of activity.
Tell us all about it. I'm going to get a cup of coffee.
Okay, get a cup of coffee. I'll start, I think, again, as I did an hour ago, and at 7 o'clock, too, with that story out of Paris. The Paris Peace Talks, the regular Thursday sessions, in recess right now. United States representatives over there are studying a proposal, a seven-point plan put forth by the communists. It calls for the release of war prisoners at the same time that U.S. troops pull out under a mutually agreed timetable. And naturally, that's getting a lot of study, and we should have more information on that as the morning goes on. U.S. command announces that 6,000 GIs are being given their orders today to pull out of Vietnam. That's the biggest such order for a single day up to now. The labor picture is a very complicated, tangled one this morning. Let me see if I can straighten this out for you. AC buses between the East Bay and San Francisco are running just about right on schedule this morning. Airporter buses between San Francisco and San Francisco International Airport are not running this morning because of a dispute between drivers and the company. Longshoremen are going to walk off the job in half an hour here in the Bay Area and all along the West Coast for that matter. Union carpenters and tunnel workers are off some selected jobs in Northern California, about 50 separate projects, and there are no further talks scheduled in that labor dispute. And nationally, a strike against the copper industry has been called by representatives of about 26 copper workers' unions representing, 36,000 employees of eight firms. Talks have broken down there. Now, you want to pass the money, Jim, while I look at the sports ticker?
Yeah, chat a little bit about San Francisco Federal Savings and Loan.
Look,
here.
Where would you rather hear a happy little jingle? On radio or in your pocket? San Francisco Federal Savings figures you'd probably pick the jingle in your pocket. So instead of singing our praises, we'd just like to say there's no place better for making money make money. Money working at San Francisco Federal Savings makes more than money you bank. 5% on passbook accounts, 6% on two-year certificates of $5,000 and up. That's the highest paid anywhere on insured savings. For your extra protection, San Francisco Federal Savings maintains reserves over 70% above federal requirements and invests only in highest quality first mortgage real estate loans. That's our famous extra margin of safety. Not everybody can say that. And frankly, we think it's too important to bury in a jingle.
San Francisco Federal has 11 Bay Area offices, 5 in San Francisco, plus offices in Berkeley, Los Altos, Orinda, Palo Alto, San Jose, and Santa Rosa. Well, we've had 2 winning days in a row. How about checking with Bob Harrington, huh, Chet?
You betcha. And he's at Dean Witter and Company. You should know that.
In
go
San
ahead,
Jose.
Yes, yeah, so we've got another winner on our hands this morning again, Jim.
Yes.
But first, let's talk about the steel wage talks. They're about to get started as current contracts expire on August 1st.
Okay.
President Nixon, in his most dramatic personal intervention yet in the labor management dispute, has summoned company and labor leaders to come in and discuss it. Okay, now the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 1.75 points. On 2.25 million shares of volume, advances are ahead of declines by about a 2-to-1 margin, and your average share?
Yes.
Up 12 cents.
More. I've got more money.
Hey, that sounds
12 more cents.
Yeah.
Used to be able to get in a movie with that, remember?
Now you can get a phone call, and that's about it.
And you get 2 cents left to put in a parking meter. Okay, thanks, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Your usual fine job.
In sports, Jim, the Giants are back home with a 6.5 game division lead despite losing to the Padres last night 2-1. The Dodgers also lost. They were defeated 10-5 by the Cubs. Cards at Candlestick for a day game at 1 o'clock. Boy, I wish I had time to go out for that one today. 12:40 is broadcast time on KSFO. Huh? The A's have the day off. Minnesota beat them last night 10-4.
10-4.
10-4. Want to check traffic now with Warren Boggess?
Let's go up to Hawkeye.
Oh, traffic is heavy but moving well is about the best way to sum it up right now. They're very slow on the peninsula past or through San Mateo, but all due to natural causes. The Bay Bridge toll plaza piled up real good this morning as usual, and over in Marin County, traffic backed up towards the Corte Madera interchange for the Tiburon interchange, but no accidents or stalls working right now. All lanes are open.
All right. Thank you, Warren, Bob, and Chet. And quickly, the weather for the Bay Area, fair through tomorrow, except for the usual low coastal clouds. We got them. Fog this morning. It'll burn off. It'll cool the area a little bit and then warm up this afternoon with a high inland 83 and in the city about 62 degrees. That's it. That's the 7:30 report.
Oh, what a little touch of bending that you do.
You can feel it on the friendship. United 747 to Chicago and New York is comfort, is room, and is one beautiful way to start a vacation.
When you're friendly, you do things for people like a friendly sky.
Start your vacation to New York or Chicago in the friendly skies and enjoy the spacious 747, the friendship, as you go. 24 before 8, Freddie Myers weather coming up. Barbra Streisand's brand new record, new single, Where You Lead.
Need me to be
your radios and you shall be saved. I don't know from what, but with Barbara Streisand in addition to the spiritual music, boy, we've got a lot of that lately. Huh? Hand clapping, screaming stuff. It's called Where You Lead. And Barbara's last three records have been right in that vein. 21 minutes before 8 o'clock. 21 before 8, and Freddie Meyer should be on the line. Well, there's one flashing there. Hello, is this Fred? Oh, Fred's there. We'll be right with you, Fred. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Dick Van Dyke and the Kodak Singers to sing you the Kodak song.
Kodak makes your pictures come.
You see, Kodak has always known that the best way to remember is with pictures. Whether you take color snapshots, color slides, or color movies, Kodak film keeps your memory sharp and clear in colors that are brilliant and lifelike. Be ready for your vacation, for weddings, birthdays, and all those important occasions. Be sure not to risk them to anything other than Kodak film.
Kodak makes your pictures come. The moment you will all remember. Kodak makes your pictures come. Make your pictures come.
Look for Kodak film in the one and only yellow box.
All right, Freddie Meyer on the line. Good morning, friend Freddie.
And good morning, Jim.
The weather prophet stands by. Did you call Alexandria yesterday?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We're about to see each other next week. Not once, but twice.
You're going to go out twice in 1 week?
Yes, day after the other.
I think you're pushing it a little bit, Fred.
Yes.
She's going to realize that you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want.
That's right. You're right on. No fooling around with you, right?
Right.
Tell the truth. It's 19 minutes before 8. I got to straighten that out for everybody. And how's the weather look?
Well, weather-wise, it's sunny presently. Most areas back from the ocean. And it will be sunny by 10 or 11 all areas. Once again tonight, there will be considerable low cloudiness, at least near the coastline.
Uh-huh.
But tomorrow, generally sunny everywhere again before noon.
Uh-huh.
High both days, 60 near the ocean beach, 62 downtown, to mid-80s beyond the East Bay Hills.
Good.
And westerly wind to 12, and the windier locations perhaps gusting to 18 in the afternoon.
All right, how about Candlestick Park at 1 o'clock?
Yes, Candlestick should be bright sunshine. Temperature maybe there about 63 or 4,
mm-hmm.
and wind out of the northwest going toward right field to 12, and only possibly before the end of the game gusting to 18. That'd be one fine day for Candlestick, and if the Giants win, it'll make it one fine day for everybody.
Thank you, Fred. Now we get to the high point of my day. You don't know how you make my day with your little philosophy or joke, and I eagerly await it. And I would like to know what you have today.
Well, it's a little poem. I thought of this yesterday when I was being almost pushed around, you know, in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, some folks worry and putter and push and shove, hunting little molehills to make mountains of.
Yeah. Okay, Fred. This used to be the high point of my day here.
Yes. Yeah, we used to be.
What?
That's your joke for the day, huh?
No. Where were you being pushed around yesterday?
Oh, I was downtown, and one time I went into the wrong elevator and wanted to get back out and couldn't.
No, you can't do that. Once you get in there, you've got to stay in there.
You're right.
Sometimes for days people have been in elevators.
Well,
going up
if you're right with the girl.
Oh, Fred, I have a feeling. I really have a feeling your libido is very strong. You're looking for a lady, aren't you?
Yes.
All right. I got a joke for you.
Okay,
this is for funny for Fearless Freddy's Funny Bone. The old millionaire married a child bride, right? Young girl, and he was an old fella. And they had an anniversary, and for the anniversary, he gave her a 20-carat diamond, and she gave him the mumps. No, wait a minute, Fred. I'll try another one. Bill said, "You fell over 50 feet and didn't get hurt." And Ben said, "That's right, I was working my way through a crowded bus." Over 50 feet, see, Fred? No? No?
No, no, no. Didn't ring a bell as much.
Okay. Fred, I think we've ruined each other's day. But tomorrow is another day, Fred.
Right.
And I'm going to work at this.
Okay.
And I'll make you laugh tomorrow if it kills me.
And me too, Theo.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
all luxury cars are not priced equal. A Chevrolet Caprice comes with a deeply molded grille, just as more expensive cars do. Deeply tufted upholstery, wood-grained instrument panel. A Chevrolet Caprice comes with standard automatic transmission, power steering, power front disc brakes, just as more expensive cars do. So remember, luxury in your next car can come two ways, expensively or in a Chevrolet Caprice.
It's 16 minutes before 8 o'clock.
You may vacation in Hawaii.
Yes.
Or go to Switzerland to ski. When you're scanning the snow-covered mountain, or fanning yourself by the sea,
as they were one time called by somebody once, the Modern Airs. And you can't dream of anybody but me. That's based on something else. Neil Hefti wrote it. It was called something else before it was called Don't Dream of Anybody But Me, and I have a mental blank. But I'll think of it, folks, and it really isn't important anyway.
A report from Shell. There's been a lot in the news lately about gasolines, most of it having to do with what comes out of your car's exhaust and the efforts that are being made to cut down on harmful emissions in that exhaust. As you'd expect, the Shell Oil Company has been working on its gasolines, and just recently they've announced another improvement. This latest advance in Shell gasolines is a result of adding what Shell calls TCP2. Actually, TCP2 is not one thing, but several, a mixture of ingredients that do various jobs in various parts of your engine. The net effect is that TCP2 can help your car stay in tune. And Shell points out that this can have good effects on gasoline mileage, while also helping to hold down exhaust emissions. Shell further adds that TCP2 is now in all their gasolines, Shell, Super Shell, and their non-leaded gasoline, Shell of the Future.
Okay, the The song that was based on was Lil Darlin', of course. Don't Dream of Anybody But Me. And now it's time for the Bob Texera, Jim Lang, Horse of the Day. Our horse yesterday, Cascade Katie, won the 11th race, and we have really gotten red hot here all of a sudden. Cascade Katie paid $8, $3.80, and $3. And for a $2 across the board bet, you would get $14.80. And for $2,000, $14,800, $1,000, so we profit of $4,900, which means we now have five to carry the one, $32,500 imaginary dollars. We're red hot. And our horse of the day today, and I know you're eagerly awaiting this call, friends, is our $50 gold quit your job and go to Hawaii special release of the month. Imaginary. I mean, you know, who knows? We just pick numbers here. And our horse of the day in the ninth race today is Single Point. Single Point in the ninth race. Our horse of the day.
You know what Polaroid's got now? The first color picture in a minute that costs about the same as color pictures you wait days for. And you know how they did it? They made the picture a little smaller, and they made a new camera for it. This camera's under $35, and it's called the Polaroid Square Shooter Land Camera. They call it that because the pictures are square. Now, the pictures are strictly color. The film is the same as our regular film, but a little smaller. And the cost... Check the list prices. It's just about the same as the color shots you have developed at the film factory. What do you know? Something's cheaper.
Thank you, dear. You'd be out of breath. Hawkeye's flashing. I think there's something happening out there. Warren, what do you see?
Well, not too much, Jim. The Bay Bridge wins the gold seal this morning for super congestion. I think people are buying their commute books for sure this morning because cars are backed up all the way to the Grove Chapter Freeway. But the omniscient overview of the bridge shows that all lanes are open. So it's just a lot of folks a little bit late buying their commute books. The bridge starts to sell them early, now about the 27th of each month. So a little planning would get rid of this first-of-the-month congestion if folks would do that.
Yeah.
But otherwise around the bay, we're not doing bad at all. Everything is reasonably good shape, no accidents working at the moment.
I have a whole way to solve this commute problem.
What's
you know?
That?
Allow nobody across any bridge with only one person in the car. You got to have two.
Yeah, that's been tried by experts.
It has?
Yeah, they handed. I guess it was when you were in Los Angeles. The Toll Bridge Authority passed out a whole slug of questionnaires, cards for people to fill out when they were crossing the Bay Bridge and send back in and indicate whether they would or would not get involved in a carpool if it was available, and the response was almost totally negative. People don't want to be in a carpool.
They don't want to get in a car with anybody they don't like or know.
Like Greta Garbo, they want to be alone.
That's right, and with their own thoughts.
That's right.
Well, everybody has that right, you know, but just charge them double when they do that.
Okay.
That'll get them something. I got another idea, too. Make all commuting fares, if they are on public transportation, tax deductible. Warren didn't like that. He left. Okay.
At McDonald's, a dollar still gets you two juicy hamburgers, our famous French fries, an icy cold Coca-Cola, and change.
You deserve a break today.
McDonald's, that's the place to go for delicious food. And I think I lost a page here. Well, that's enough. McDonald's for delicious food. How's that?
Rolling in. Holy Jesus, daddy, oh.
called Mighty Clouds of Joy. B.J. Thomas, that's The Raindrops Are Falling on My Head, Kid, and it's 4.5 minutes before 8.
If you like to laugh, then you should be on your way to the headliner room at Harrah's Reno, because that's where one of the funniest ladies in the world is appearing right now. Her name, Toti Fields. Chances are you've seen her on television, but those classic comedy routines are only one side of Toti Fields' talent. She's a master at the kind of comedy that only comes from a live audience. There's almost nobody in the business who can make an ad-lib funnier than Toti Fields. She's appearing with singer Tommy Leonetti and John Carlton and his orchestra. So if you like to laugh, don't miss Toti Fields at Harrah's. She's appearing now through July 14th in the headliner room at Harrah's Reno.
Toti Fields opens tonight in the headliner room at Harrah's Reno. I remember the last time I saw Toti, she was saying, "Can I have another chocolate fudge sundae, please?" In the South Shore room at Harrah's Tahoe, see Lawrence Welk through July 14th. That's right, Lawrence Welk, who once on the television, network television, said, "Ain't now, ladies and gentlemen, the voice in the band play that great Duke Ellington classic, Take a Train."
This guy has a new Ford LTD. Now I find it's Valcar's weekend special. $6 a day plus mileage, 2-day minimum, Friday through Monday. Includes gas, insurance, blue chip stamps. I'll bet he's got a Valcar going in L.A., Burbank, Palm Springs, Ontario, San Francisco, San Diego, San Jose, Oakland, and Phoenix. Guess if it's your money, you'll rent a Valcar.
Step up and rent a Valcar, and the money you save is all yours.
PSA.
Now take a letter, Miss Feeney.
Yes, sir.
Harry Duffy, etc. Get it from the files. Dear Harry, just to remind you that we can get together any time when the Cragus deal is there's a PSA flight every hour on the hour between Los Angeles and San Francisco. Over 160 PSA flights a day connecting all of Northern and Southern California.
Sure, so if you miss one, you don't. You're just early for the next PSA flight.
Put that in, too. When can you have that tight, Miss Meany?
As soon as you get off my lap.
PSA gives you all in.
2 minutes till 8 o'clock. Percy Faith, oi como va. Off into the distance to the music of Percy Faith. We remind you that Les Vogel Chevrolet is still dancing down there at Chevy Island, where you can be picky, picky, picky. You can dance with Les Vogel or buy a Chevrolet or dance with one of the salesmen or whatever, but buy a Chevrolet. They have everything you want in beautiful new 71 Chevys, from a classic Chevrolet Caprice to a compact little Vega. Les Vogel Chevrolet, they suggest that you be as particular as you want, because they will find the exact Chevy that fits. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Okay. And pick the car of your choice at Les Vogel Chevrolet. Great place to buy cars. They're priced right, too, like a practical Chevy Nova with radio, just $25.65 at Les Vogel. Oh, one other thing. Les Vogel Chevrolet has the highest trade-in allowances you can find anywhere. So why don't you go to Les Vogel Chevrolet if you're looking for a car and put them to the test. Just go in there and say, okay, I want this and this and this and this kind of Chevy, and make them deliver. At Chevy Island, where Mission Street meets South Van Ness in San Francisco, Les Vogel Chevrolet, and, of course, Leslie Leasing, your headquarters for Chevrolet cars and Chevrolet trucks, Les Vogel Chevrolet. It's 20 seconds past 8 o'clock. This is Jim Lang. I'll be right back with a few hellos, Charlie Fox, and some other things right after the news on KSFO 560 San Francisco. And now, here's Chet!
This is KSFO News, presented by Pennzoil. 100% pure Pennsylvania motor oil that's worth asking for. This is a pretty different Thursday over in Paris. For the past couple of years, every Thursday, a peace talk session is scheduled. And usually, as you know so well by now, not very much happens. Today, however, shortly after the meeting got underway, a 7-point plan drawn up by the communists was plunked down on the table. And after first glance, American Ambassador David Bruce called for an adjournment to give the proposal a thorough going over. The plan calls for the release of war prisoners at the same time U.S. troops are pulled out of the war according to a timetable agreed upon by both sides, a change from former communist offers which have insisted on a U.S. withdrawal deadline before the release of POWs could even be discussed. In Vietnam this morning, U.S. military men say that 6,000 American troops are getting pull-out orders today, biggest single-day total so far. The U.S. battle death toll last week is put at 21, while big American bombers still hit enemy troop concentrations in the area where the 6,000 going-home fighting men are pulling out. No official word yet from either the White House or the Justice Department on yesterday's Supreme Court ruling that's putting articles on U.S. involvement in Vietnam based on secret Pentagon papers right back on the front pages of newspapers everywhere this morning. The draft doesn't exist anymore. It ran out at midnight, but the Selective Service System goes on. Paperwork continues, and all local draft boards are open, even though they can legally draft no one. Young men just turning 18 don't get a break, though. They must still register for the draft within 5 days of their birthday. The draft bill renewal is still in a House Senate Conference Committee. It's a little more than 2 minutes past 8 o'clock right now. We'll be back with more news for you in a second, but let me ask you a question. Have you met the family? The Pennzoil family, I mean? In addition to famous Pennzoil motor oil with Z7 for your car, there's a whole family of Pennzoil special oils. And each one of them carries Pennzoil's reputation for top quality and dependability. The Pennzoil family includes special oils for outboard motors, airplanes, trucks, snowmobiles, and motorcycles, as well as racing and other high-performance cars. In other words, there's a Pennzoil lubricant for just about everything that moves. When you get acquainted with the Pennzoil family, you'll find you don't have to remember all kinds of brand name lubricants for different types of engines. All you have to remember is the name Pennzoil. Because whether you're flying, floating, driving, or racing, Pennzoil is the toughest, most complete motor oil you can buy. So next time you need a lubricant for an engine of any kind, ask for Pennzoil. There's a member of the family that's just made for you. The red Russian flag is draped in black. Peter Shaw with word on that from Moscow. Peter, come in, please.
The three Soyuz 11 cosmonauts will be buried in the Kremlin wall tomorrow afternoon after a hero's funeral in Red Square. The Soviet Union can pay no higher honor to Georgi Dobrovolsky, Vladislav Volkov, and Viktor Patsayev. A mourning nation's best scientists today examined their bodies, their spaceship, and their flight records to try to find the mysterious force that killed them.
Peter Shaw in Moscow. American space experts think the communists were killed by a mechanical accident, not by the long-term effects of weightlessness. The American space people say their program will not be stalled by that Russian tragedy. A lot of labor items in this morning's news. Bill Hayward leads off.
The big waterfront strike is on at this hour. Pickets from the 15,000-member West Coast Longshoremen's Union being posted in the Bay Area and at ports from San Diego to Bellingham, Washington. Contract negotiations between the union and the employer group, the Pacific Maritime Association, breaking down last night. A longshoreman's worker here calls the action a momentous one.
This is the first time in 23 years that there's a complete cleavage of work on the waterfront. And the men are adamant in their determination to win. They will win.
In other labor news, AC transit buses are running normally this morning with a threatened strike averted by late-night negotiations, which have produced a tentative settlement. Airporter buses between San Francisco and International Airport are idle again this morning, about 50 drivers out on strike against the bus line. Union carpenters and tunnel laborers are still off the job in Northern California. About 50 local construction projects are idle. No word on renewed negotiations. Time is 5 minutes past 8 o'clock right here. I should remind you that this portion of KSFO News has been presented by the Ask For Motor Oil, Pennzoil. When your car's worth caring for, Pennzoil's worth asking for. And now from up on high, Warren Bogus with this traffic update.
A report just in a few moments ago from the California Highway Patrol indicates a stalled car San Francisco bound on the James Link Freeway near 4th Street, which could be causing a problem there. But outside of that, everything is in good shape around the bay. The commute book fires on the Bay Bridge caused a few moments of frustration for a while with traffic backed up to the Grove Shafter Freeway, but that has simmered down now to the point that there is just a very short delay at the toll plaza. No accidents reported at the present time on any of our freeways.
A half moment out right now.
Do you believe in mermaids?
A lot of people do.
Please believe in mermaids.
They believe in you.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna?
Chicken of the sea.
Prime fillet tuna with a tender touch.
Chicken of the sea has the mermaid's touch.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna?
Chicken of the sea.
35 years ago, when fearless workers strung cables and poured concrete hundreds of feet above the surging Golden Gate, directors of the bridge of building promised that when the staggering load of bonds taken out to pay for the bridge was paid up, the toll would disappear. The final bond will be paid this morning, but you commuters will continue to pony up your 50 cents every morning. Over all the years, $37 million in construction costs and $39 million in interest have been paid. And the bridge, actually the Golden Gate Bridge Highway and Transportation District, has now accumulated a surplus of nearly $23 million, which it's using on several mass transportation projects, such as a ferryboat fleet, a set of first-class buses to replace Greyhound commute service from Marin, and a continuing study of how best to develop the Marin Transportation Corridor in the future. The bridge now carries 33 million vehicles a year, three times what the most optimistic maximum volume predictions were in 1937. Just thought you'd like to know. Right now, Wall Street this Thursday from Richard Graffis of Walston & Company. Dick?
In Paris, new Viet Cong proposals regarding prisoner release have made themselves felt on Wall Street. 18 points plus for the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Tuesday and Wednesday, and you can add another 2.41 more to that this morning. It's 2-1 bulls over bears. Senate hearings will continue on the subject of financial first aid for Lockheed. Western Pacific Railway showed a profit in the first half of 1971 versus a first half $2.7 million loss last year. President Nixon has called a meeting next Tuesday with steel negotiators to discuss the status of their contract talks. Nixon wants to impress both labor and management that the steelmakers are pricing themselves out of world markets, and the strike against U.S. copper producers got underway first thing this morning.
Old buddy Jeff Skov spending this week on vacation up at Lake Tahoe, but manning the locker room for him this morning's Gary Whitman.
Okay, Chet, well, Stan Smith of Pasadena has advanced to the final of the Wimbledon Tennis Championship by beating Tom Gorman of Seattle 6-3, 8-6, 6-2 this morning. Smith's victory ends the storybook advance of the unseeded Gorman, who had beaten 8-seeded Cliff Drysdale in the opening round of play, and then stunned Rod Laver with a straight-set triumph in the quarterfinals. Defending champion John Newcomb of Australia faces the 36-year-old Ken Rosewall in the other semifinal, the winner of that match to play Smith for the $9,000 first-place prize. The Giants open a homestand this afternoon when the Cardinals provide the competition, starting at 1 o'clock, 12:40 KSFO broadcast time. Giants losing in San Diego last night 2-1. And Minnesota jumped on Catfish Hunter for 5 runs in the second inning, went on for a 10-4 decision. And the 49ers are confirming that their number one draft choice, Ohio State's Tim Anderson, has asked for his release because of a contract dispute.
I hope you've got one more minute out there.
Let's see, I bid 3 o'clock.
And now United Airlines gives 747 coach passengers room to talk.
I'd like you to meet an old schoolmate of mine. Ralph, this is my wife.
It's our new 747 friendship room in coach. A room where you can meet somebody, have a drink or a snack, try your hand at bridge, or just lounge around.
How about some more ice? You know, I've got a sister.
United 747 Friendship Room. It's as comfortable as your living room, as much fun as your favorite club. No other coach gives you so much comfort.
Great way to fly. You sure this is coach?
When you're friendly, you do things for people. Fly the friendliest car.
United 747 Friendship Room in coach. Enjoy it right now to New York City. Coming soon to Honolulu and Chicago. What's the weather like, Warren?
Well, Chet, the weatherman, in the spirit of total cooperation, is apparently going to dish up a weekend full of wonderful weather for all of our three-day weekenders. The Northern California is snuggled up under a blanket of blue right now, and everything indicates that it's going to stay snuggled up that way for at least the next 5 days, except along the coast, where a little coastal fog will cover up in the mornings, but it'll burn off around noon. Temperatures along the coast will remain in the 60s. Inland in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Valleys, it's going to edge up into the 90s, and in between, it'll be in between.
Sounds great. That's KSFO News up to this very second. Chet Castleman reporting. KSFO News, always up to the second. And the third sometimes, too. Now, first and foremost, Jim Lang.
Hello, Chester, and good morning, everybody.
Hello!
Anthony Fernandez.
Bonjour.
Hello, buddy.
Hello.
Hello.
There are many ways to say hello, my friend. It's easy as ABC. Hello, my friend.
Bonjour, mon ami.
Hello, my friend.
Hola, mi amigo.
There are many ways to say beautiful lady. Although your home is far away. When we shake hands and say, so very glad to know you.
First of all, I want to welcome all the Giants back to town. Welcome back, and especially Don Carruthers, a brand-new Giant who pitched so well the other night. Welcome to the city, my boy. And a big hello and good morning to Mr. and Mrs. Bill Loudon. And to everybody at the Toronto Dominion Bank, brand-new, just opening up today. Hello, everybody down there. May all your money be good money. Doug Allen this morning, and a special happy birthday to Butch Plain, fireman down in Hillsboro, and your sister, Betty, is thinking of you. So am I.
Yeah, konnichiwa.
Hello there.
Namaste, merhaba.
Speak up, speak up.
Namaste, my dude.
A good morning to Helen and Kirk McGurn. Good morning, and a happy anniversary. And Pat Hilliard's boy is one today, Timothy David Hilliard. Happy birthday, Tim. Jack Schultz, good morning. Kathy Becker, hello to you, and Roger Garrity. Thanks for the nice letter, Raj. And John Burrish and Roy Valerino and Dave Costamagna and Colin Claxon and Russell Jones. Belated. One day late, happy birthday to lovely Ruby Biala. Peggy Stewart, good morning. Joyce Coniglio, happy birthday. Eleanor Moran.
There are many ways to say
you're the lady.
Although your home is far away.
Good morning, Ruth Nelson.
When we shake hands and say, so very glad to know you. We'll build a better world.
Eileen Grady.
We'll build a better world.
Happy birthday, Eileen. And a happy wedding anniversary, 38th, to Chet Nina Bailey in Alameda, home of the great rookie, Chris Spire. Yes, sir. And hello to Chris Spire. And hello to all the Giants. And back in town, this is a very big homestand, huh? Oh, by the way, hello to Big Lou Landini and his wife, Judy, too. Big Lou. Anybody named Big Lou, I don't want to mess with. I'd like you to meet Big Lou. Hi, Lou. Nice guy. You want anything, Lou? My money, whatever. Anybody named Big anything, I avoid.
Hello, this is Dick Van Dyke with the Kodak Singers. Hit it, fellas. Let's work on that. That hurt. While they're practicing, I can use the time to remind you of something else that's a little painful, like having a birthday party for one of your kids and not taking movies of it.
Come.
Keep working. Now, here's the way to be ready for those special occasions. Get a Kodak Instamatic movie camera. They're so easy to use, you just drop in the film and shoot. And you get really beautiful color movies of your family, even if you've never taken movies before. There are several Kodak Instamatic movie cameras to choose from, starting at less than $35. Just remember the name Kodak, because, fellas,
Kodak makes your pictures come.
Get a Kodak Instamatic movie camera and show the Kodak singers how proud you are of them.
Going to be sunny today, 15 and a half past 8 right now, and this is Thursday, heading into the long weekend, huh? We've heard many versions of the songs from Jesus Christ Superstar. This is one of the finest, I think, medleys, Orange Colored Sky, Simon Zelotes and Superstar. Studio musician and singer in Hollywood got work on that date. That's super. Orange Colored Sky and a medley from Jesus Christ Superstar. This is the time of the day when we normally take numbers. We go down through the list from 1 to 100 and figure out who in the past or present wore that number in any kind of a sport. And today we are to number 24. We all know there's only one. Number 24. So we won't do it.
Lucky's been part of the West for nearly 40 years. We've seen a lot happen to it. Some good, some bad. And we figured we had a responsibility to help keep the West the way it's been. So Lucky was the first brewery to start a recycling program for all its bottles and cans. You sell them back to us. This stops a lot of waste and makes a lot of sense. It also means that Lucky empties aren't lying around on our western beaches or rivers or mountains or plains. We'll pay you 25 cents a case for empty Lucky bottles, or 1 cent a bottle and half a cent each for empty Lucky cans. With your cooperation, we can keep it Lucky when you live in the West.
It's Lucky when you live out West. The
information about recycling your Lucky Empties, call Lucky Brewery, San Francisco. The number is 467-2211. 467-2211. Now we go to the sky, talk to our man, Hawk Guy. Hello, Hawk.
Hello, Jim.
How do things look as you head back into the sunshine?
Well, certainly no problems traffic-wise. The commuters are doing very well, and I'm in the sunshine right now. The Diablo Valley showing no fog tendency whatsoever, and in fact, very warm out here. The three-day weekend is coming up, as you mentioned a minute ago, Jim, and people are scattering in 1,000 different directions, and I have a feeling that some of our listeners are scratching their heads trying to figure out how to scatter because of some transportation problem or another. So if an airplane can fit into their transportation picture, I just happen to know where they can charter one. That,
all
of
right.
course, is at Pacific States Aviation, where a federally certificated air taxi operator, and we hold all the appropriate licenses. So if an airplane can do the job for you and get you out of town this weekend, give us a call at 685-4400.
I would presume you're probably pretty busy over this weekend, too.
We probably will be, yeah.
Reservations might be in order, huh?
Always, yes, absolutely. Always a lot of charter flying on weekends because people like to get away to inaccessible spots, and they turn out to be just that unless you can fly in or something of that sort.
Oh, I think I'm going to take advantage of you. Every time you talk about that, I get ideas of places I want to go.
Lots of them.
And I have some vacation time. I just signed a contract yesterday, so I'm legally here now.
Good.
And I have
day-to-day Lang is now long-term.
Well, I come to think of it, I didn't sign it. It's sitting there.
Okay.
I better run in and sign that, and then we'll talk.
Okay.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. It's 22 and a half minutes past 8.
On March 17, party bigwigs announced that the party candidate would be Sheldon Kravitz. The platform, Return America to the Simple Life. On March 18, Sheldon Kravitz paraded through town in a Toyota Corolla and totally destroyed the party platform.
Kravitz, as a Simple Life candidate, you're expected to stick to basic transportation.
That's what I did.
You call the Toyota Corolla basic transportation?
Well, yeah.
You call front disc brakes, bucket seats, tinted glass, and nylon carpeting basic?
But it's all standard equipment.
Okay, Mr. Simple Life candidate, how about the automatic transmission and the air conditioning?
Two options.
Hey, maybe we should run them as the optional candidate.
If you want to go back to the Simple Life in an elegant sort of way, get your
hands on a Toyota Corolla, the plush's
basic transportation in the U.S.A.
Yes, it's a fine something. What are we selling here? We sold it already, right? That was the end of the... I said we weren't going to do number 24. Look at the phones ring. Let's see if these people, what they want. Hello, Jim Lang.
Was it Stuart?
Hmm?
Are you going to do it?
Am I going to do what?
Number 24 or 25?
There's only one 24, right?
Yeah, Willie Mays.
Right.
I did my research and I got 35 24s.
And you want to read them off to me, huh?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, we save a lot of trouble for taking calls. Why don't you just go right through your list?
Okay.
Start.
Okay, the real one, Willie Mays.
What? Not so fast. You got to speak clearly.
The real one, Willie Mays.
Right, okay.
Then Jimmy Thomas of the 49ers.
Okay.
Jim Wynn of the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne Johnson of the Red Sox.
Yep.
Rick Berry.
Yep.
Lauren Lee of the Padres.
Right.
Felipe Lou of the Yankees.
Yep.
Tony Perez of the Reds.
Yep.
Dennis Allman of the Cowboys.
Right.
Spencer Haywood when he played with the Denver Rockets.
Right.
Willie Brown of the Raiders.
Right.
Keith Erickson of the Lakers.
Right.
Art Kansky of the Mets.
Right.
Mike Wiegener of the Yankees.
Right.
Summer heat. Be cool.
Right.
Take a minute. Put down.
Who's that? Vincente. Oh, okay. All right. All right, keep going.
Try a kick of that cooling power. Take a break in a dial shower. Aren't you glad you died?
Don't you wish everybody did?
That was with the A.
Okay.
Eddie Fisher of the Angels.
Yeah.
Eddie Leone of the Indians.
Yeah.
Mickey Stanley of the Tigers.
Yeah.
Lou Cross of the Brewers.
Yeah.
Diego Segui of the A's.
Okay.
Bill Ford of the Lions.